How far from home are we?
In April 2008, Rebecca Baynart, Claire Long, and Anna and Mark Kelleher travelled in a small van from Totnes, England to Helsinki, Finland, via the Baltic States, returning through Scandinavia. The trip was 5,700 kilometres. Audio footage, writings and collaborative drawings were generated throughout the journey. The sounds you will hear are the sounds they heard.
Funny how not knowing enables us to be open. Not knowing what to be worried about leaves the stage clear for a brilliant improvisation.
The way was really snowy and it looked as if there'd been a big blizzard. We imagined that we were already travelling in Scandinavia or Eastern Europe. We thought it might not be necessary to go further than our backyard.
Two more borders today. We've spent the whole day driving along motorways through the middle of Germany, and then we crossed over into the Polish border this evening, and it was just a little sign by the side of the road, and then suddenly the road's changed completely and here we are in Poland.
And is it just a bit more rough around the edges? Oh, we've come down to the church in the village, the castle, and there's a sign with a picture of the Virgin Mary with a halo on. She's holding Jesus, and underneath it says, Radio Maria, UKF 98,4 megahertz. So I'm going to tune in this evening, listen to Maria on her chat show.
Zbigniew Giżyński, poseł ziemi toruńskiej. Panie pośle, witam. Gorąco niech będzie pochwalony Jezus Chrystus, Maria zawsze dziewica.
Teraz i zawsze.
Panie pośle, wiele się dzieje.
I'm battling with my carpet.
We're at Anna and Mark's campsite in Poland, near the bison reserve. It's dusk and we're cooking dinner. This is the bird song that accompanies our cooking.
A An old man strolled down the bank into our camp as we were preparing dinner. He wore an old Polish military cap and Wellington boots. He carried a long staff, which he used to draw signs, dates and times into the sand.
To studenci, tak? Studenci.
Student.
Jak chcecie na bizony, to możemy wybrać się. Morgen, jutro. Jutro.
Jutro.
Tak. O godzinie. Ja nie wziąłem zegarka. Szósta.
O. What's that?
Ja tu jak domówimy się, to mogę przyjść rano.
Tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Tak, tu.
When I was thinking about the man who was speaking, and I was thinking we've really got no more idea of what he's saying than we have what the birds are saying.
Since we've been sitting here, there's been this amazing mist just coming out of the forest floor and all around us, and it's been getting darker and mistier, and it's a really beautiful sort of atmosphere. There's a pink sky as the sun went down, and then the mist just floating around the trees.
Walking the forest, we really got a sense that it was home to so many creatures. There were trees that had fallen and become homes for a variety of birds. The root systems were then vertical, and under the tree itself, a white boar can find a home for the night.
Mark was using his sixth sense to kind of wander off into the forest and stumble upon nests of snakes and skulls and fungi. And
my advice is never to go walking through a forest with three artists. They spend all their time on the ground looking at things, taking photographs. Very interesting, very different, but you never get anywhere.
We saw five or six wild bison marauding across our path.
We were drawn to this special reserve because it's home to the last remaining European bison. The park guide and ornithologist Eric took us in search of the pygmy owl at dusk.
The way that he called for the owls was really, really wonderful and really sweet. He sort of became a little bird. I have a really strong memory of him standing there with his little beak pointing up.
Our guide talked about the usefulness of humans learning to make animal sounds in order to provoke a conversation.
And the thing that really interested me was that he said that his wife was a biologist, and that when she was a student, she had learnt how to howl like a wolf.
A big one. Can you see it just moving at the bottom?
Typical blackbird activity. No, it's nice. A woodpecker. Oh, it's strange.
Oh, there he is.
But this is a great spotted female.
Just at the bottom of that tree.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. It's behavior like blackbird on
really?
The ground.
Yeah.
But I'm looking black feather. Yeah. He's out by the black. Oh. Now it's good.
There he is.
But this is black woodpecker, the sound.
And we came into Lithuania, over the border, where we didn't even have to stop, but there was old buildings from the old border guards that there were before the EU. And it's been getting hillier and drizzlier and softer around the edges.
And now we're on this lakeside, absolutely brilliant, beautiful lake. And we arrived in the mist and slight drizzle late in the evening. And we've had a very nice supper in this little cabin, open at both ends.
And there's a jetty going out into the lake. And I put my hand in it, it's quite warm. So I think I might have a swim in the morning. There are many stories from the forests of the far north of how travellers, having lost their bearings in the human world, stray or are lured into the abode of a certain animal.
And then all around us there was stumps and broken branches which had been carefully stripped bare and all had these teeth marks on them. We realised that this was the work of beavers, and this whole area of the woods was where they'd been eating the bark of trees and actually felled some of the trees with their teeth, which was really remarkable. There was even a bit of blood on one of the logs that they'd been chewing, probably been working their teeth from gums really, really hard. Which direction? Oh, traffic lights. Okay. Surface, yeah.
Ir tada bus tokia va kryškelė.
Crossroads, yeah.
Čia bus maksima parduotuvė tokia stovi. A čia va kultūros centras, tai važiuokit va tuo va keliu.
Yeah.
Šita kryškelė bus kur šviesoforas, va čia važiuosit, tai privažiuosit iki iki pandėlio, va iki čia.
Okay. There'll be a sign, maybe.
A tada jau aš nežinau, ar paklausit.
Okay.
Ar supratot?
I think so. Can I take this? Thank you.
Thank you.
Ačiū.
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 After Rakiskis, we flew through Latvia. Some of us put our bare feet into the Baltic Sea and braved the extreme wind conditions to make a cup of tea. These crazy English.
Excuse me. Can you tell us where there's a camping place?
Camping?
Yeah.
Camping?
Not around here.
I don't know where. One place is 3 or 4 kilometers.
Mm-hmm. That way.
Little hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Room hotel.
Sorry, the name?
Luika.
Luika.
Luika, Dom. Mm-hmm.
Luka.
Luika.
Luika.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
In the bar downstairs, and there was a big widescreen television sort of more or less in front of our noses. There was a weightlifting competition going on, and it was women from Europe competing.
A women's weightlifting competition on television. And Italy seemed to be winning.
Okay, I've just had a really delicious beer with cherry root, which was great. Estonian beer. And we haven't tasted it yet, but earlier today we walked into this beautiful stone old courtyard in Tallinn where there's a chocolate cafe and they serve hot chocolates with chocolate truffles and chocolate cake and double chocolatiness. And we're going for breakfast there tomorrow to make ourselves feel really sick. So that's a sort of taste in store.
Kuumadest šokolaadidest on meil kuum šokolaad gorgonzola juusto ja krapaga, kuum šokolaad rumirasinate ja chilliga, kuum šokolaad apelsiini, sukaadi ja ingveriga, kuum šokolaad vanilje, mee ja meresoolaga.
Vanilla ice cream and whipped cream.
And I have one with orange and ginger, please.
Yes. Two more pastries. Sweet ones or salty ones?
Sweet ones.
If you're paying for them also, then it's all together 240 crowns.
And how long has this cafe been here?
5 years. I also told.
Oh, right.
And the house is from 13th century.
Oh, really?
And by the way, this house over there is Tallinn's, the oldest house in Tallinn.
Mm.
17th-19th century, it was woman's prison.
Really? Woman's prison?
Yes.
Is that right? Wow. Yep. We're going to have a look around.
The man with the brown hat and trousers, he's the owner.
Okay.
Mm.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for telling us about your sweets.
So you recorded everything?
Recorded everything.
Is that what you've got?
It's really good. We got a slower ferry because it was cheaper. And in looking for a nice place to get comfy and lie down for the journey, we found that our best bet was the disco bar.
Exploring the streets of Helsinki, and we just passed through the station and heard a Finnish newspaper seller.
This is Heli Altonen, a Finnish storyteller.
At the beginning of the time, when animals and people lived together on Earth, people could turn himself into an animal and an animal into a person. There was no difference. Everyone spoke the same language. Words were powerful then. They were spells. A byword could create wondrous things and events. No one could explain this. It was just so.
Just outside Stockholm, the engine of our van cut out, dangerously, and we had the occasion to coin the phrase, aesthetic breakdown.
We've come down to a very nice area to break down, so if you do ever break down, make sure it's in a nice picnic spot, because we're sitting here waiting for the AA person and having cups of tea and bites of chocolate, and there are coots and wagtails. So it's all in all, it's pretty pleasant, and we're glad that we splashed out on breakdown cover.
It would have cut out before.
It should be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
Swedish mechanics are really nice. They don't have any porn in their toilets. They just have pictures of owls and birds with glasses on.
The fuse was off. Was broken. Yeah.
And then this evening, we're driving down the road that follows the coast and watching the evening sun on the silver birch trees and the forests and seeing glimpses of water peeking at us through the trees until we took a side road down to this place where we're camping now. And I'm currently standing by a gorgeous fire on the beach with the almost full moon shining at me.
So we've used the firewood that we've been lugging with us from Latvia. And looking out over the beach behind me, there are a couple of lights. Low, very, very low hills in the distance. A bay. There's a town on the left. Big chimneys belching smoke, or maybe a big chimney. And then you can hear the birds. Did you hear them? And I'm absolutely enchanted with the place.
We do actually really enjoy chatting together after dinner, but we've never chatted as long and as thoroughly and as deeply as this, with a nearly full moon around a fire, warming ourselves and... So there's quite an attraction around the fire.
The new Øresund Bridge has several names, but the company who built it insists on calling it Øresundbrunn, combining Swedish and Danish.
And the first one, you drove onto a bridge, and then halfway across the sea, the bridge just melted into the sea, and it looked like you were going to drive into the sea, but what happened was that you actually drove down underneath the Baltic.
Amazing. She was believed to be a queen, which is why she was kept in such reverence in the church.
She's called Dronning Grunhild, and she's in this very ornate coffin with a glass covering in a little alcove in the church. So it's a quite interesting juxtaposition.
Bog oozes into me. Bog fills ears, nose, mouth. Bog presses eyes down into skull. Bog pushes and presses and holds me still in her cold, damp bosom, holds me still and not rotting to not be forgotten. The bog cures me. I am animal. I am leather. That skin grows tough and tough and dark and tough and sinks and folds into once flesh hollows.
And we spent all day waiting and waiting for these pickup trucks to come and take us and rescue us. That's the end of my little story.
And we were dropped off at Avis, where we got a shiny new vehicle to drive all the way into the night over to Calais.
How cold, how warm, and in which direction? Five gear to the reserve. You have to...
Yeah, like that.
Yes, correct. You have to pull. Here is a little point where you have to pull, right? And the handbrake. You have to pull here.
Listening to this saga recounted for the radio, it's making me feel very sleepy. It's very soporific, and it sounds like some kind of epic tale. So in fact, we've been working on weaving a story about our saga.
All sounds and voices in this programme were collected and edited by Anna Kelleher and Claire Long. Support came from Rebecca Bainart and Mark Kelleher. Thank you to all who helped create this radio journey.